Today's hottest music, 101.7 The Beat, presents The 101.7 Project. Celebrating listeners having a positive impact in our community. Brought to you by Bridgehampton National Bank. Many success stories, one bank.
Hey, it's Justin hanging with you on 101.7 The Beach. I'm here with Sophie and Scott from the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons. Scott, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Hey, great. Sophie likes to get out of the office.
Yeah, she likes to hang out at the radio station. Sophie's great. You can check out social for pictures of Sophie at Beach. Sophie at Beach Radio 101.7. Scott, tell me a little bit about what you do with the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons and what it is.
So I'm the director at ARF, and we're going to rescue 1,600 homeless cats and dogs this year and place them in homes from here to New York City.
Wow. That's a lot of different animals. So that's a lot. That's a big undertaking. How do you plan to reach that goal?
Well, it starts off by we're here. We serve the local community, especially East Hampton, Southampton, and the North Fork. People who, for whatever reasons, have to surrender their animals because they can no longer care for them or the owner dies. But we have the resources and capacity to do much more than that. So that means ARF is able to pull from areas outside of the region where animals are still euthanized in shelters. And so while we help out here primarily, we go to South Carolina. We rescue dogs almost twice a month that would be euthanized. We help with the problem in Puerto Rico, where there's a huge animal overpopulation problem, and euthanasia and animal abuse is really widespread. And most recently, people in Texas needed our help. So we loaded up two transport vans with donations from people here on the East End for Harvey relief. And we drove to Texas. We brought back 57 cats and dogs that would have been euthanized because either their owners surrendered them because they could no longer care for them, or they were in shelters that needed to make room for animals that had been separated from their families.
So you think about natural disasters and things that happen, and there's so many things that you think about. There's, you know, power, electricity. There's the issue of shelter for people, where people are going to be living, people being displaced. There's tons more smaller things that you might not think of. And honestly, thinking about everything that's going on right now with all sorts of natural disasters, you think about the pets and the animals. Someone has to care for them, because in a natural disaster like this, it kind of seems like everyone scrambles, and pets might be lost in the shuffle there. Yeah,
there were so many great images coming out of Texas of people being rescued with their pets. And I think that's a difference that we've seen since Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, is that people were being rescued with their pets, and some shelters were accepting people and their pets. But the toll in Houston, and then after that, Beaumont and Katy, west of Houston, was incredible. The number of homes just flooded, lost. And there were people coming forward who they had nothing and didn't have the means to care for their animals. And so they started surrendering them to shelters. In the short time that Austin started receiving animals from Houston, in about 3 days, they had received more than 3,000 animals. And these are animals, they weren't waiting to be reunited with homes. They had no homes.
Wow. So going down there, you're honestly, I guess to put it in the simplest way and maybe the bleakest way, is that what you were doing was saving these animals' lives, because there was nowhere for them to go, and nothing, there was nothing for them anymore there. Wow. So let me ask you this, Scott. Again, I'm talking with Scott, the director of the ARF Hamptons, Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons. Tell me how someone here could help out now that you with this particular project and in general.
You know, ARF's mission depends on donors and adopters. Without those two, we couldn't do it. And, you know, every life we save is the result of someone adopting a dog like Sophie, or a dog like, you know, one of the 57 cats and dogs we brought back from Texas. You know, as we look at the news and we're talking today, there's three hurricanes in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And there are big animal welfare problems, especially in Florida. We can't take any more animals until we adopt them. So, you know, that's a great way for people to help, and to help organizations like ARF be able to go where the need is.
Right. So how would someone interested in adopting or interested in helping, how could they get in touch with these guys?
Great. They should go to our website, arfhamptons.org. They can see all the animals currently available for adoptions. It changes every day. more animals are coming in and being made available. They can fill out an application online. So when they come to the adoption center, they can, in a sense, be quickly approved. There are just a few steps you have to go through for the adoption process. If you have a dog already at home, you're going to need to bring that dog in for a meet and greet with another dog.
That's
if you
smart.
Have, yeah. You have to make sure they get along. You don't want to get home and find out that they aren't going to be good roommates. Mm. The other thing is that if you have either cats or dogs at home, we will call and talk to your veterinarian and make sure all those animals are up to date on your vaccines. So go ahead and make sure that that's up to date before you come in to adopt. And then the only other thing we're going to look at is if you own or rent. And if you rent, we're going to need to talk to your landlord or see a copy of your lease to make sure that pets are okay.
That's perfect. So the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons, the website is arfhamptons.org.
That's it.
Check it out. And on social media, too. Do you have social media, Facebook?
Sure. On Facebook, we're arfhamptons. And on Instagram, we're at arfhamptons.
That's perfect. So Scott and everyone else at the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons did incredible work really throughout the year. And you alluded to it before, you mentioned it, that you do travel out of the state to bring in animals in all sorts of circumstances. So it's not particularly unusual for you to bring in animals from Texas, but helping to serve that great need right now.
Yeah, that to be able to respond quickly to the need that was present, that's something ARF is very proud to do.
Thank you so much for being here. Is
Great.
There anything
Thanks
else you want to
invitation.
Mention, Scott?
No, all I can say is Sophie needs a home.
Sophie needs a home. You can check out pictures of Sophie because she was our special guest here on social media at Beach Radio 101.7. Scott, it was terrific having you here. We hope
Great.
To have
Thanks
you back
a lot.
Here in the future. That's the 101.7 project right here on 101.7 The Beach. I'm Justin. That was Scott from the Animal Rescue Fund of the Hamptons. Again, check them out at arfhamptons.org.